This is Toby Sumter with Cross Politic News, your daily news brief for Friday, December 20th, 2019. Amid the House impeachment circus of this last week, the House also passed a 2,300-plus page appropriations bill, funding the government for another 9 months. The budget bill weighs in at a $1.4 trillion. Released publicly this last Monday afternoon, it was quickly voted on by the House on Tuesday and sent to the Senate, where it is expected to be ratified on Thursday in order for Trump to sign it in order to avoid a government shutdown by Friday night. How these representatives and senators are able to read 2,300 pages that shortly is beyond me. Remember last year, the inability to come to terms over Trump's demand for border wall funding led to a 35-day government shutdown in late December and early January, which I remember with great fondness. This appropriations bill is a behemoth of totalitarian and special interest glut. Perhaps most appalling is the $25 million appropriated for the Center of Disease Control and Prevention and the National Institutes of Health to research gun violence. Gun Owners of America reports that this bill will, quote, delete boilerplate language that for almost three decades has prohibited taxpayer funds from being used to conduct anti-gun research and to engage in anti-gun propaganda. The prohibition on anti-gun research is commonly known as the Dickey Amendment, named after its sponsor, Representative Jay Dickey, a Republican from Arkansas, God bless him. This provision has been a huge blessing for gun owners for the past 20 years, unquote. So this mega puke bill is referred to by some as the Christmas tree bill, describing the way legislators try to throw everything in at the end of the legislative session that hasn't been addressed. So more like the garbage disposal bill. For example, it grants a $22 billion raise for military, $9 billion for the Environmental Protection Agency, which is an increase of $208 million, so the government can continue invading your businesses and your personal life with rules and regulations. The appropriations bill also includes $425 million to election security guards, 3.1% pay increase for the federal employees, not counting politicians themselves, thank God, whose salaries have been frozen for a while. It also appropriates $7.6 billion for the 2020 census. There is also a provision securing pensions and health care for 100,000 coal miners and families. Nancy Pelosi was even able to finagle a loan for capital improvements for the national park that overlooks San Francisco Bay. And she also got a fancy hairdo for her pet poodle. I'm just kidding about the pet poodle. The flecks of gold in this pigsty are the elimination of some funds for abortion, as well as some policy riders that would have loosened restrictions on abortion funding. Those got hacked. Another fleck of gold is a Second Amendment policy rider extension from last year, striking gun control policy language. One Democrat was trying to require notifications of discrimination for organizations that deal out U.S. aid to foreign countries, apparently in an attempt to flag religious groups that have conscientious objections to abortion and sexual immorality. Also, three of the major health care taxes left over from Obamacare, sometimes called Cadillac taxes, are apparently being permanently repealed. This greasy, laden obesity bill continues to defy Trump's request for $5 billion for wall funding. Instead, the bill gives him the same amount as last year, $1.375 billion. Republicans claim that the president is less limited on how and where he can spend that money this year, but Democrats defeated an attempt by some Republicans to refill other accounts the president borrowed from in order to continue work on his border wall. The fat lard bill also includes raising the purchasing age for tobacco products, including e-cigarettes, to 21 years old. Apparently, this is one of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's pet projects. And this just goes to show you that the Republicans who vote for this Jabba the Hutt monstrosity are just as greedy and corrupt as the Democrats financially. Our boys can get drafted and sent across the world to die for their country. An 18-year-old can vote, but the totalitarian nanny state forbids smoking at the same age. But if a 6-year-old boy thinks he might be a girl, we will pump puberty blockers into his systems and consider cutting off his penis. This is a sick country we live in. Every time you see a non-smoking sign, remember our hypocrisy. We are a bunch of Pharisees. Our country does not care about health. We chop babies up by the millions, by judicial fiat. And now we are mutilating young children and grooming them for sexual perversion in our public libraries in the name of free speech. It reminds me of what Sam Gamgee says upon coming back to the Shire in Return of the King. All right, said Sam. That's quite enough. I don't want to hear no more. No welcome, no beer, no smoke, and a lot of rules and orc talk instead. Orc talk indeed. We need a major scouring of our American Shire. The whole package is technically broken into two piles, with 4 and 8 appropriations bills in each pile, apparently in response to Trump's threat in 2018, never to sign an omnibus bill like the 12-part appropriations package he signed that year. If Trump signs this bill on Friday, one wonders whether his threat was worth anything. It's 12 parts again, just broken into 2 pieces. It'd be wonderful if that Trumpian rugby spirit would kick in and we could go into the holidays with our government shut down, don't you think? What a Merry Christmas that would be. On the lighter side, the BBC reports that a New York-based software engineer, Francis Tsang, was looking up agricultural tariffs for a fellowship he was applying for and noticed that the Kingdom of Wakanda was listed as a U.S. free trade partner by the USDA. Wakanda is the fictional East African home country of the Marvel hero Black Panther. Tsang screenshot the listing and tweeted it out. The USDA's online tariff tracker had listed the trade goods of the two nations as ducks, donkeys, and dairy cows. I'll drink to that. The USDA responded to questions explaining that the country was listed during an internal staff test, but was accidentally kept on the list when the site went live. After the country was taken off the list, some folks jokingly wondered if a trade war had broken out between our two countries. The Catholic Herald reports Archbishop Vincenzo Paglia, president of the Pontifical Academy for Life, said Tuesday that he would be willing to hold the hand of someone dying from assisted suicide, and that he does not see that as lending implicit support for the practice. Archbishop Paglia also noted that he would be willing to hold the hand of a woman while she was getting an abortion, hold the hand of a child getting a sex change operation, and hold the hand of a homosexual in a pride parade, and wouldn't see that as lending support for any of those practices either. Okay, I just made all that up. Paglia did not say that. He only actually was talking about holding the hand of someone who was dying of assisted suicide. But I'm saying that he really would have to say that, would have to say these other things in order to be logically consistent. This is evil. It's evil. And biblical love hates evil. Compassion for evil is also evil. And it is not love. It is true that we must love our enemies and we must seek to do them good. But love does no evil. Love cannot sympathize with evil. Love must seek to stop all evil, not hold hands with it. God is the Lord of life, and we are not. The decision to end a life at its very beginning by abortion is murder, and the decision to end a life even nearing its end by assisted suicide is still murder. And it is not only murder, it is arrogantly grasping at an authority that has not been granted. It's claiming to be God, which is the height of hubris and arrogance and spite. It's a form of idolatry, and it's just stupid. This goes together with the mammoth blubber bill waddling its way through Washington, D.C. right now. If you think that idolatry is a thing of the past, think again. Idolatry is thinking that you know better than God. And when people think they know better than God, they ignore God, they disobey God, and then they make up stupid stuff, like smoking regulations. But it doesn't just stay stupid, it becomes foul and violent and tyrannical. It turns into trillion-dollar appropriations bills. Romans 1 says that when men refuse to acknowledge God and give him thanks, their foolish hearts become darkened. And instead of worshiping the living God, they turn to idols of their own making, and they get everything wrong and backwards, including what men and women are and what they are for. But this really goes across the whole board. We're being taxed at rates that would have made the Boston Tea Party look ridiculous. We are funding the tyranny that oppresses us. and piles of Republicans are encouraging this idolatry. Okay, so this is all a bit intense, but the answer is right here in Romans 1 as well. We need to acknowledge that God is God, that he made us, not we ourselves. He's the Lord of life, of sexuality, of our bank accounts, and Lord over our nation. The answer is we need to worship him and obey him. And I love the fact that this time of year, everyone is post-millennial. We all believe that Jesus was born in order to fix all this mess. He rules the world with truth and grace and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love. This is Toby Sumpter with Cross Politic News, your daily news brief. If this was helpful to you, please let us know and share the show with your friends. You can find this and all the shows on the Fight Laugh Feast Network at www.fightlaughfeast.com.